This week on Balls, 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 we talk badly about the state of Michigan, discuss tattoos, and Blake and Adam get in a fight.
15, 10:45. Adam, why don't you give us a lead-in?
Hi. Welcome to Balls, 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 a podcast about sports and other things at BBB Podcast IN. Justin, take it away.
What's your name?
My name's Adam.
Who's sitting across from you?
Here with me, I've got Justin Daniel Prowitt.
The only one in the world.
Jay, what?
Confirmed by Google.
Still somehow not the best one in the world, though. And then Blake Johnson, also the only one in the
Blake
world.
Johnson in the world.
No one's ever been in that before.
Today we found out that Justin has a full sleeve tattoo.
It's not bad.
Yeah, but the ink is skin colored, so it's really hard to see.
They have like white ink. It's actually like it's not even skin colored. It's not even, like raised.
It's not even white ink, and it's not raised. It's just
invisible.
It's just skin colored.
It's not UV or anything.
No.
Well, it's not raised anymore.
The guy promised that it looked really
except
good.
Except for your forearm. That's actually a tattoo. You don't
actually
have
my arm hair is the tattoo.
He actually doesn't have a forearm.
Yeah. He tattooed one on.
It looks really good. It was a pretty expensive tattoo.
That'd be a good Portland.
How much does a tattoo cost? You guys both have it.
Pretty expensive.
Pretty expensive?
Depends what you're going.
Well, it depends on how poor you are.
No.
So, pretty expensive if you're poor.
So for a good tattoo artist, you can expect about 125 an hour.
Yeah.
Like that's
how many hours does it take?
Depends what you're getting.
Yeah. Like if you were doing a full sleeve, maybe 20 hours.
Let's say I wanted to get an eagle on my chest.
How big?
My full chest with the wings would go all the way down my arms. And then like the talons would be like right at my waist and then the beak would be like right at the tip of my neck. And then on the chest of the eagle would be an American flag. But then when I'd stretch out my arms, you'd just see this massive eagle.
When you stretch out your arms, it becomes a Confederate flag.
Yeah. Like yeah, the American flag turns into a Confederate flag. And then, like, I can kind of roll my stomach, and so it would look like it's waving.
It's waving. You see that? Wow. Why haven't you gotten this tattoo
yet? I don't know.
That would probably take, like, 20 hours.
I prayed about it.
Probably more than that.
But God said no.
It'd be, like, 30 hours. And it'd probably cost you a few thousand.
For just a chest piece like that, I'd say it's 6 hours, maybe.
Two sessions.
What's the worst tattoo that you could get?
Blake thinks the elbow. Because he just got his elbow tattooed and it sucked.
Did. I guess, I'm sure there's worse places.
People always say the top of the foot is really bad. I have a friend who got that as his first tattoo, though, and he said, like, it wasn't even...
I've always heard, like, the rib cage.
I did my ribs, and it didn't hurt as much as my elbow did.
I've heard that the rib cage just tickles.
I don't know.
Only some spots. Kind of did tickle.
Your ticklish spots.
Yeah.
I want to get 8 balls tattooed on my kneecaps.
You want to get 8 balls tattooed?
Not 8 balls. 8 balls.
All the different sports balls tattooed. We need a baseball, a volleyball.
That'd be beautiful.
A football.
Well, as you know, I got my calf tattooed.
Calf tat?
So I have a calf on one of my tattoos.
A calf on one of my legs.
It's a big tat.
No, I have a tattoo and there's a baby cow on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I did my other one like an inch above my Achilles and it hurt really bad.
What would be the worst tattoo legit, though? Like, if you saw something and you're like, that is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Like, image, or...?
No, like you're just like, how could they do that, or... Like,
I...
So dumb.
I think forehead would
okay,
probably
hurt. The dumbest tattoo I've ever seen was someone
not
got...
Like location, like, what it is.
Like, this guy just got a... This guy got a, around his belly button, a cat's butt...
Yeah, I've seen that.
Like,
super stupid.
Why would you do that?
Why wouldn't you?
That is so dumb. I would want to get the first level of Mario, the original Mario, as a lower back tattoo, all the way across like the bottom of my back.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
It'd look cool.
At the end is Mario grabbing onto the flag.
Sliding down the pole. Yeah. The tramp stamp.
And that would be the tramp stamp.
Jump into something else then.
Yeah, like I tried to transition and Adam took my phone.
Yeah, and then you took it back. I was gonna transition. Blake, let's go ahead and start with victory of the week again this week.
Good job on that transition.
Shut up.
What's your victory of the week, Blake?
No. Victory of the week. Blake, what is your victory of the week?
Huh.
Granted that it's Thursday right now.
Huh.
Granted that it's Thursday.
Grant me that it is Thursday.
Granted, like the material.
Granted
walls. Victory of the week. It's gotta be Clash of Clans.
Clash of Clans. We're
working out. We're two clan wars
really
in a row.
Just dominating at this point.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
The dragon attacks are. Can I say on fire?
On fire. Yes.
Yes. Literally.
Sound effect.
They're dragons.
Get ready, sound effect. 3, 2, 1.
Nah, wow.
Wow.
What a great sound.
What a great sound.
Adam, what about you?
What is your victory of the week?
I'll go with the two-pronged approach here.
Okay.
You got a tattoo.
Yeah.
And Clash of Clans.
And the fact that I don't play Clash of Clans.
You joined Clans.
Still no. An album that I've been waiting to come out for like 6 months finally leaked today. So
Command and Conquest?
No.
Mm.
Dungeons and Dragons?
No.
Part 2?
No. It's called Copacetic by Knucklepuck. At KnucklepuckIL.
They from...
Sounds like he used to play for the Mighty Ducks.
Did they play for the Mighty Ducks?
Nope. Goldberg?
They're from Chicago. When I was still in bands, we were actually really good friends with him. And then, like, they did well, and I was like, I'll go to college. And I hate college.
So that's your victory of the week, college?
No.
Justin, what about you?
My victory of the week, it's my anniversary with my wife for marriage tomorrow. It's 6 years.
What are you guys doing for it?
16 years?
We're going to split a brick of cocaine.
Nice.
Just right down the middle. Like, usually I take, like, 60% of it, and she takes the rest. But I said, you know, babe, I love you. 50-50. Wow.
50-50.
Mm-hmm.
That's brave. You should break it up into 6 parts.
For
6 years.
For 6 years. And do 6 drug trips.
Mm-hmm.
That's romantic.
Do you really have plans? What's going down for 6 years?
They're not doing cocaine. They're doing heroin.
We're doing heroin instead. We're going to Indy and going to a baby shower for a friend.
Wow, yay!
Yeah, it's like a very adult thing to do.
Is it on Thursday or Saturday? And by Thursday or Saturday, I mean Sunday or Saturday.
Wow.
It's on Thursday.
I think it's on Sunday, so we are not going to be back for volleyball this week. Yeah. Give me your attention, baby. Tell you a little something about yourself. You're one of our flawless. Ooh, you a sexy lady. But you walk. We're gonna play a new game this week called the numbers game. Let's sing that. The numbers game.
The numbers game.
The numbers game. That was pretty good. In this game, I'm gonna call out a number and you're gonna tell me the best player in the NFL at that number.
00. Who's the best?
Jamal Charles.
Jamal Charles.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
It's always the right answer.
It's always the right answer. Okay, we're going to start with number 18. Who's the best player at number 18?
Jamal Charles.
Still got to say Peyton. I don't care how old he is.
Who else is number 18? Randall Cobb.
Randall Cobb.
There's someone else. AJ Green.
Yeah, AJ
yeah.
Green, yeah.
I could...
You might even say... I mean, AJ Green might even... Definitely got to be above Randall Cobb.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Coming into this season, I would say AJ Green's the best player at that number. I'm disrespecting Manning right now. I'm doing it.
You are.
AJ Green.
Disrespecting him.
You gotta pay respects to the.
Pay respects legend. To the dead.
Gotta give it to my man.
My man. Okay, number 12. Dang. Who's the best number 12?
Aaron Rodgers.
I will say Tom Brady.
I think Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback of all time.
I'm gonna say that Andrew Luck is the best number 12 at throwing interceptions. And that Aaron Rodgers is just the best number 12.
I'll take Super Bowl victories.
No one likes Super Bowl victories.
You mean Tom Brady.
Who's the best number 25?
Jamal Charles.
So we got Jamal Charles, LeSean McCoy,
Richard Sherman.
Anyone else that we think would even compete?
I think there's a couple other running backs, but that's it.
Yeah, I'm going to Jamal Charles.
I'll take this, Sean.
Blake.
You homer.
No.
He's not better than Jamal. That's just so clear.
Based on what?
Jamal is better at everything that he does. He is the most balanced player. He has the open field speed, the field vision. He can cut. He can get the ball out of the backfield. He can block.
Adam's passionate.
He is the best player in the NFL.
Has he been statistically better than LeSean McCoy?
Yes.
No, he hasn't.
Really? He's not the all-time leader in yards per carry?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, does he have the most yards? Does he have...
I would bet all-purpose yards? Yeah, he has more than LeSean McCoy.
We have no ability to find out this. In the meantime, let's go to number 88.
Can we base our decision on who has more all-purpose yards?
I... don't know. I've never looked that up.
I'm going to stay with Jamal Charles either way, but just as so long as Blake agrees to change his opinion.
No, I would never say Jamal Charles is better than LeSean McCoy, regardless if he had more all-purpose yards or not.
Yeah, that's...
because he's not.
That's bunk.
All-purpose yards. This is giving me, like, all time, so it's got a bunch of old dudes up
Control
here.
F, Jamal.
Nah. So Antonio Holmes is on there. That's important.
What?
At number 90.
That's a good thing to know. Are you still looking for that?
Yes, sure.
Give it up.
No!
Okay, so LeSean McCoy is 26. This can't be right. Because as LeSean McCoy is 26. Isn't he older than that? Oh, yeah, this is 2014. LeSean McCoy has 9,074 yards, and he's 26 years old. 28-year-old Jamal Charles has 10,000. So you're saying in 2 years... he will not gain over 1,000 yards.
Let's go per season then.
Jamal Charles did miss one full season due to ACL.
So LeSean McCoy missed most of a season because of injury. LeSean McCoy's stats from 2009 to 2014 are 9,074 yards.
Does he have any all-time?
Jamal Charles from 2008 to 2014. So he's played an extra year. They've both been injured.
Does he have an all-time rushing record?
Who?
LeSean McCoy.
For what?
Does he have any?
He's the leading rusher for the Eagles all time.
Chiefs. That's a franchise record.
Jamal Charles is the leading rusher for the Chiefs.
And he is the leading yards per carry rusher of all time.
His season's not over. His career's not over.
You're right. The season's still going.
So, I mean, the schedule will change. And that doesn't make him a better runner because he has bigger plays.
Well, we'll say whoever has a better season this year is the best of all time.
It doesn't even make sense. LeSean McCoy's in a new system.
Jamal is the best.
No, he's not.
Jamal is the system.
Jamal Charles isn't even better than Adrian Peterson.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes.
As a runner, not even close.
I don't care about a runner. You have to be an all-around back. It's like saying, oh, this quarterback has one ability. That's not what they look for anymore. You're looking for a quarterback who can do multiple things. You have to have the knowledge, the arm strength, the ability to take a hit, the ability to change a play, the ability to get out of the pocket.
And that's why Teddy Bridgewater is the best quarterback of all time. Let's play a game called Jackie.
What'd you have for dinner?
I haven't eaten dinner.
She must have ate lunch.
What'd you have for lunch?
Shatter.
I want to play...
Top five of anything.
Top five of anything. Really Trivial Pursuit. We'll be at
it. I feel like we cut Numbers Game early.
Yeah, because you guys couldn't agree on anything. We're playing Really Trivial Pursuit, brought to you by Top Five of Anything.
This is why you have the sample.
I can't. Sample. I need the thing. You don't have to add the echo. Yeah, I can add the echo.
If we don't echo, it won't echo.
It should echo twice as hard now.
Yeah, it's going to echo twice as hard. let's go ahead with the first question. Blake, what do you have for this week from Top 5 of
anything.com? If people are listening this week, they're going to be like, that echo was so hard.
Where the sources... Wow. The sources are always various.
Top 5 of anything, where the sources are always various.
The top 5 highest paid actors for the year of 2005.
For the 2005?
Just think of, like...
Brad Pitt.
Okay, let's Google...
Angelina Jolie.
Movies that came out in 2005.
Actors, Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
He is, and he's good looking, too.
Movies.
Brad Pitt. Matt Damon.
Don't bring up movies, just start naming actors.
George Clooney. Those are the three.
I'd put George Clooney on the list.
George Clooney, any other guesses?
Brad Pitt. I'll say that again and again. You know, he's a Chiefs fan.
Wow.
He's from Kansas City.
I wonder who he thinks the best running back is of all time.
He probably thinks it's Marcus Allen. He's confused a little bit, which is fine. Okay, who are the top five most best...
Do you want to hear the top 10 movies?
No!
Yeah, give us the top 10.
Fine, give us the top 10 movies.
See if you can come up with any of them.
So we've got Batman Begins, Fantastic Four, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, Star Wars Episode 3, Pride and Prejudice, V for Vendetta, Sin City, War of the Worlds, Tom Cruise.
Ooh.
Chronicles of Narnia, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which was
Johnny Depp. Okay, I'll add Johnny Depp and Tom Cruise to the list.
Brokeback Mountain came out that year, so...
Yeah. Alright.
Number 5, Tobey Maguire. For Spider-Man. It says highest grossing movie for this actor, but I guess it's not that year. They're saying this is his highest grossing movie. Number 4, Will Smith.
Oh.
$35 million.
We just...
For Independence Day. It's not the movies that... It's just his highest grossing movie he's been in.
Oh.
Ray Romano was one of the highest paid actors in 2005.
See, this is very misleading. I thought it was in the year 2005, but as of the year 2005... Should be the question.
It says top 5 highest paid actors for the year 2005. This is how much money these people made in 2005.
But I mean,
for Independence Day?
No, that just gave you like, hey, here's this is also their highest grossing movie they've been in.
Oh.
It's not for that year.
Keep going.
Ray Romano was in Ice Age.
Johnny Depp?
Johnny Depp was on there.
Yeah.
Number 1. Will Ferrell.
That just tells you...
40 million.
Tells you how bad people are at comedy when Will Ferrell is the best.
It tells you what our society values. That's what it does.
Yeah.
Next, we have top 5 best-selling brands of beer in the U.S. I expect you guys to get all of these.
I don't know. Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light.
Blake, I need you to look at it and tell us if...
Heineken Light.
If it says something like Budweiser or if it says Anheuser-Busch.
Corona Light.
Budweiser is one of the answers.
Okay. So they're beers, not beer brands.
Yeah, because Anheuser is on here twice.
It says like Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light, Anheuser-Busch.
Budweiser.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Budweiser.
So yeah, I'd say Budweiser, Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light.
Coors Light. Stella.
No.
Heineken.
No.
Heineken.
No.
Is Heineken on the list?
Heineken? No, it's not.
Is Heineken
on the list?
Do I
have the first four?
Yeah, you guys have four.
I didn't get any of them.
I'm going to guess that it might be Keystone Light, but
Marlboro.
Keystone is only popular around
right
here.
Oh, really?
I think. I don't know.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
That's a good guess.
The answer is Natural Light.
Oh, yeah. That's another one.
Natural
that's like
Light.
Just like, oh, how do we buy the worst quality beer ever?
Gotcha.
That's a...
Have we done the top 5 deadliest dog breeds?
No.
Well, that's our next guest.
Remember, cool. Ladies and gentlemen, the top
we
5...
We should be putting down pit bulls.
These are the dogs that live in Michigan.
These are the dogs that live in Michigan. Remember, Michigan is in the top 5 states of most dog attack fatalities. So if you live in Michigan...
Was it attacks or fatalities?
Fatalities. So if you're thinking about going to Michigan, moving to Michigan, or currently live in Michigan... Please reconsider after you hear this list that we're about to guess. And assume that all of these dogs are rabid and wild in Michigan.
I'm in this podcast and I'm considering 2 of those things.
Getting a dog in Michigan?
I feel like this...
That's the worst decision you can make is getting a dog in Michigan.
You will die instantly.
We need to do better at convincing our listeners
to
make good
choices.
You can
be in Indiana and you could have a very nice dog. And as soon as you cross the border...
It instantly...
It goes crazy. There's all sorts of just accidents, like, right across the border, and there's just murdered people.
It's like people who live right over the border, but then go to the vet in Michigan. Mm-hmm. Like, they die on their way.
They die.
Like, what happened? Because
the dog attack.
Why is nobody showing up to their appointments?
And then the dogs just get out and run. It's very unprofitable to run a veterinary clinic in Michigan.
Any guesses on deadliest dog breeds?
I'm going with the Burmese Mountain Dog.
Python. I want to put Boxer. Boxer on there.
No.
I got a tap. Is Golden Retriever on there?
Rottweiler.
Did you guys say Pitbull? Pitbull.
Yeah,
Pitbull's a given.
No, like the rapper. He's on here.
Oh, Pitbull's on there?
Yeah.
Oh, good for
what
him.
About Lil Bow Wow? Lil Bow Wow.
Bow Wow's.
He's one of the most deadly dog breeds.
Look. Blake, if you had a name, would you name it Bow Wow?
Bow Wow Wow. Huh? Yippee yo, yippee yay.
If you had a name, would you. If you had a name, would you. Dog
it
Bow Wow?
No. I would not dog my name Bow Wow.
Would you call it Woof Woof?
Possibly.
That's something I feel like
I'm thinking Dawkins will probably be our next animal name.
What are the top 5 deadliest dog breeds?
Is Rottweiler in there?
Rottweiler's on there.
My brother was attacked by a Rottweiler when he was
Great
like 9.
No.
I was attacked
Police
by a
dog.
Boxer. Canine.
Yep, that's on here. The dreaded
German
canine.
Shepherd.
Wolf dog.
Wolf.
Beagle.
Oh, God.
Beagles look just like wolves.
Those are...
Irish wolfhound. Husky.
Husky, there you go. And the last one...
Poof. Wolf.
Bull mastiff.
Bull mastiffy.
A massive bull. So, yeah, pit bull, Rottweiler, husky, German shepherd, bull mastiff.
This is good. It's Bull Mastiff.
Bull Mischief.
Bull Mischief.
All right, and we're going to keep to tradition and go with the top sexiest
women's sports.
Female sports.
Feminist sports. Top the sexiest feminist sports.
So a group of men were asked, of these 15 sports,
yeah, read the qualification.
Which one would you say is most likely to make a woman more attractive?
Percentage of male respondents who answered yes when given a list of 15 sports, physical activities, and asked if engaging in them would make a member of the opposite sex more attractive.
I'm going with beach volleyball.
I want to say football.
I'm going to say football is not on the list.
Listen, if I saw a woman playing... Okay, here.
If I saw a woman playing football, I'd be like, I don't know about...
Well, it depends on the football. If it's like flag football...
Yeah, like if she's throwing the football, immediately I say, please bear my children. That's what I said to Ashley.
Wow.
You just saw her in the streets throwing a football, and you're like, wow.
She, when I was hanging out with you guys on 4th of July, she was up at her grandparents' lake house playing football.
Okay, I'm going beach volleyball.
Keep in mind,
these are activities. Are they activities or sports?
Mainly activities.
Jogging. I'm going to say jogging.
I'd go power walking.
No, power walking is very unsexy. That is unsexy.
Depends on
jogging.
Every day I drive to work, I see this girl like jogging, and like she's got like a limp or something, and I always feel bad. She's lost like 30 pounds within like the last 2 months. Like she's tiny now. So
you just keep a tabs on her. You always like,
yeah,
I literally
see her every day.
You cat call her to make her feel good?
Yeah.
I don't think that.
Limpy!
Come on.
Blake and Limpy.
Limpy. I said, Limp Biscuit, is that you?
Yeah. The Limpster.
She's like, yeah, I gotta keep rolling.
I'd stop and talk, but.
That's what happens every single time.
She talks like that. Ugh.
She's got headphones in and she just keep rolling down the street.
She loves Fred Durst.
Was going to the gym sexy or not sexy for men?
Body, going to the gym was sexy. Bodybuilding was unsexy. What? Okay, just read us this list.
Number 5, skiing. If you see a girl skiing, you can't tell if it's a girl or a boy unless they're wearing pink.
That's the best part about them.
True. So when you're going both ways,
it's promoting homogeny in the sexual community.
Right. That's why it's so sexy, I guess. Number 4, running. So jogging.
Boom.
Congratulations. 3, going to the gym. Number 2, yoga.
I find yoga unattractive.
Wait, isn't yoga unattractive for men?
Should be.
I can't remember.
Yeah, it was, yeah, yoga and Pilates were unattractive
for
men.
And aerobics is also sexy for women, apparently. What is aerobics? What is that different than yoga?
I think it's just like fast paced. Like Zumba. I see, I think that's weird looking. I wouldn't find that attractive.
I don't know, I mean, it's whatever. None of these make any sense whatsoever anyways, so.
I'm glad that we kept doing them.
Pretender or contender?
Top 5 pretenders.
I was done. I just read that and I thought that'd be something cool we could talk about.
Okay.
Talking about divisions.
We'll talk about divisions right now. We'll go AFC East this week. That's the Patriots, Bills, Dolphins, and Jets.
Lions. And Lions.
And the Lions.
5 teams.
Happen to be in that division as well. So I guess I have a few buy or sell questions for this division. Buy or sell, Tom Brady serves the full 4-game suspension.
Interesting topic. I don't think there's any way he serves a full 4-game suspension. Pretty much every single suspension that we've seen in the past year has gotten reduced by some amount. If I had to guess, I'd almost say that the league is handing out suspensions saying, we'll start here so that when they appeal, we can come down to something actually reasonable. So 4 games, I would sell that.
Do you think he does serve a suspension?
It's really hard to say. I do think that it gets reduced to 2 by Goodell through his thing that he did that they called with the word that
the
I can't remember.
Appeal?
The appeal.
The thing that they did?
The whole prospect of taking it to a federal court and all that business is just way over my head, though. So I don't know what would happen there.
I would also sell 4 games. Maybe, like, if you're going to cut Greg Hardy's suspension for, like, a way worse offense. It's
from
hard,
10 to 6.
It's hard.
Or from 10 to 4.
Yeah.
It's hard to say Tom Brady deserves the same amount of games that he gets suspended for as Greg Hardy. But at the same time, like,
they've always said that the integrity of the sport is paramount.
If you're Roger Goodell, are you not trying your hardest to keep this 4-game suspension? How much credibility do you lose if this doesn't go through?
That's what I thought about every other suspension, though. Like, at some point, when does he say, like, no, this suspension sticks, I laid this down, and you're going to take it. But then every single time someone appeals, he's like, oh, yeah, I'll give you, you know, 1% of what I said.
Like, I just feel like
all the
suspensions are going to start to become a joke. And like you were saying, like, does he start saying, I'm going to give you a 30-game suspension because I know it's going to come down to 15?
Exactly. That's what it's starting to feel like to me. Like, the Greg Hardy thing, especially seeing that go from 10 to 4, because everyone said 10 seems pretty ridiculous. And so I have to think that he said, I'll just throw it as high as I can, knowing that it's going to get appealed, and I'll have to bring it down some amount.
So you're almost saying you think Adele gave him a 4-game suspension knowing that it was going to be less?
Yeah, knowing that he's going to appeal and will end up knocking it down to 2.
I'm gonna say that it's gonna be, I would say it's even less than 2. I would say it'll be 1 game or less.
Well, I think that it's going to come out too, and this was topic a long time ago. Goodell can say, like, for not cooperating with the investigation or something warrants a 2-game suspension in itself. Like, that's in the NFL handbook. So I think he would be able to say, okay, I get it that there's not, you know, solid evidence or whatever. And so just given the fact that it's skeptical and that you weren't cooperating, we'll go 2 games.
I read something, people were saying, like, well, what happens if next year when they test the balls, that's a normal thing to happen? I think this at least enough evidence to say they were doing something to the balls. Like, the conversation between those people, oh, I'm going to deflate this, or he loves to have balloons. There's evidence that they did
Tom
something.
Tom Brady loves balloons.
There's evidence.
Yeah, Tom loves balloons.
I know Tom Brady loves balloons. So maybe you'll like his football pumped up a little more.
Yeah, it's not just that they were saying, like, we really want to deflate these because we think it'll be better. It was like, yeah, get these deflated, and all of the stuff that we're promising you as payment for doing this is going to be given to you.
So there's, like, definitely there's evidence no that, that they were that messing with the balls.
Yeah.
Like, so you,
something happened.
Some sort of, I can see them cracking down on the Patriots like they did. They took away draft picks and things like, and fined them. But
they lost a first round, didn't they?
Yeah.
But if you're not going to fine or you're not going to suspend Tom Brady, it makes sense because he there's not really any evidence that he took part in it.
Right.
Right. But the Patriots, like the people hired in their organization.
Tom Brady was just standing around one day saying, you know what would be great for me, you know, if the NFL would change the rules where the balls could be, you know, deflated about 2 PSI.
Just a little
flatter,
guys.
You know, I'm not telling anyone to do that, but
if
it were to happen on game day, I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't argue with it by any means.
No.
It definitely helps my throwing motion, but
sometimes I accidentally put shoes and wads of cash in random places that
could
be
specified. If it
goes
to federal court, do you think Tom Brady would be required to give up text messages?
He'd be subpoenaed.
Or can they pull his like text records?
I think they would subpoena him saying you need to give this over to us, which they can do.
So at that point, does Tom Brady really want
you know,
to go there?
We're talking about federal court and subpoenas over deflated footballs, which
exactly.
is so stupid.
That's why the thing that like everyone keeps talking about, Tom Brady is just so infuriated, he's going to take this to federal court. I'm like, let's take it one step at a time and just realize you probably did something wrong. And wait to see what even happens with the initial appeal before we jump off the deep end.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just crazy that this is such a huge story. Like you're saying, a ball had a little bit less air in it.
Starting from December.
Yeah.
We're
in a game where it didn't even matter because they ran the football
the
whole game. 42-point
game or something.
Okay, buy or sell, the Jets will have a top 5 defense this year.
Overall defense.
Yeah.
So I will buy that.
I will also buy. With the combination of talent and debatably one of the best
defensive
coordinators stepping into the head coaching position, I'd take that.
I could see it too. One thing that, well, I'm going to ask this as well. I think they'll have a great defense, whether it be top 5, I'm not sure, but do you think that Jets fans should really welcome Revis back?
Yeah.
I mean, but like think of it as from a fan perspective. If it was your team, let's say like your best player on your team was always demanding new contracts, then wanted to get traded, got traded.
Doesn't necessarily
went
demand
to,
new contracts.
Went to he was demanding new contracts all
he
the time.
He signs a new contract because he signs 1 year deals. Like if you're gonna,
but
so,
stick
you
with
have to
me.
Have respect for somebody who
yeah,
bets on himself every
stick
year.
Stick with me though. Gets traded because he wants to get traded. And then ends up going to your number one rival, wins a Super Bowl, then says, okay, now I'm going to come back to you for $50 million in guaranteed money. Like,
okay.
For me, I would be like, you're kind of a D-bag.
I can see it, but I'm just saying I have respect for a player who's willing to say, I just want, give me a guaranteed contract for 1 year that makes a lot of money because I can do it. I can prove that I'm valuable. And it's worked time and time again because he keeps getting these contracts.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that the Jets are willing to pay him shows you he's got enough talent. He deserves it.
Yeah.
If you're going to say, give me one of the top 5 corners in the league, coming from an Eagles fan that just gave up like 40-some plays of over 50 yards, I'm going to go ahead and take Darrell Revis.
Yeah,
if he fits your scheme,
it's
the right decision.
I'm not disagreeing that he's the best in the league. Buy or sell. Okay, buy or sell. Yes, there's a cat in the room.
But what if we can hear him sniffing the mic?
Then that's fine.
Think how great that would be for the podcast.
Wow, it would be amazing. Buy or sell.
Rondo.
The Bills, if the Bills had Alex Smith at quarterback, they would be a Super Bowl favorite.
Is this something that you actually had on your list?
Yes.
Okay.
So buy or sell, they're a Super Bowl favorite or just contender?
As a contender. Super Bowl contender. If they had at least, let's just say, average quarterback, we're setting the bar with Alex Smith.
I buy that for sure. They have so much talent on both sides of the ball.
I think
it's that saying, everyone's, we're a quarterback away from the Super Bowl. And look at some of the quarterbacks that have won Super Bowls. You have, like, Trent Dilfer, who is just a game manager. That's all you need when you have that talent.
Yeah.
Get the ball to your players and let your defense win you games.
Yeah.
There's no reason to say. Even now, with the quarterbacks they have a chance to win games in the playoffs.
I don't know if they... I don't know. I can't buy them winning more than 7 games this year. But we'll get to that. Just from a... Their quarterbacks are bad.
They are in a tough division,
They're like, really bad.
Seems like every team continuously
gets better. They're playing a lot of tough defenses this year, but... okay, buy or sell...
Nope. I sell that all day long. Absolutely. I think that the Chiefs and Bills are extremely similar teams. I don't know a lot about the Bills' full roster to be able to say which team is more talented, but knowing the Chiefs' roster, I would say they're an extremely talented team on both sides of the football, and they do have Alex Smith, and they're still not being called the Super Bowl contender.
But you think they're a Super Bowl contender, don't you?
As a Chiefs fan, yes. My hope is that they win a playoff game. If they went to the Super Bowl, I'd be shocked, because it would still be a far cry in terms of the cohesiveness, the age that's there, but... I just think that the Bills are getting that attention because they had the off-season action, and that is what is getting people to sort of rally around them and be excited about it. Whether or not their team really is that much different or really that good, it remains to be seen, and I wouldn't bet on that.
Yeah.
As an outside, like, I'm not a Chiefs fan. I see them as a contender. I think they have a ton of talent. They were good last year, and they're getting players back that can desperately help their defense even more.
Yeah.
And they're already a talented team. I think...
Yeah.
If they have an extra weapon, they have a receiver that shows up and can somehow produce a little bit more than what they did last year. There's no reason to say.
Did Dwayne Bowe not produce enough?
I mean, he's pretty solid, but...
Other than the fact that he caught...
How many
touchdowns did the Chiefs wide receiver catch last year?
You got him.
So you're saying that they wouldn't be considered a contender.
I'm not saying favorite.
Would you consider?
Because I wouldn't consider the Bills a favorite.
Okay, let me rephrase that.
The Chiefs a favorite.
With your question, would they be considered? Sure they would, because everyone's going to freak out because they got a new running back and they have Rex Ryan and Are they actually a contender? No, I don't think so.
Okay. Buy or sell, Ryan Tannehill is more good looking than Lauren Tannehill.
Buy that all day long. Men are always better looking than women. Women suck.
I would sell that 1,000
times
over.
That's a strong take, Adam.
I will go ahead and say Ryan Tannehill is kind of a little strange looking.
Yeah.
I can't even remember. Does he have eyebrows?
He doesn't have eyebrows. That's the best part about Ryan Tannehill is that he doesn't have eyebrows.
What kind of question is that?
Charlie Villanueva didn't have eyebrows, and he was the funniest dude I've ever seen in my life.
Funnier than Charlie Whitehurst?
Yeah.
Okay.
Charlie White's great.
Hey, pending Tom Brady suspension holding... Let's assume that it holds up 4 games. Who are you picking to win this division?
The Patriots. Until I see something from them. I've thought multiple times that, all right, Patriots will finally have a down year, and it hasn't happened. So until I finally see them doing that, I'm not going to pick someone else. If it does happen this year, I take the Jets, though.
It's hard to bet against the Patriots, especially after winning a Super Bowl. The fact that we're having this conversation, isn't that crazy? Because they've lost players in the offseason. They've lost their 2 starting corners, which is a big part of your defense.
Yeah.
So, and they haven't really signed anyone to replace them. You got Bradley Fletcher from the Eagles, who's one of the worst corners. He had to be one of the worst corners statistically last year. So will he even start for them is a question.
What's funny, all right, let's just quick take here. 2 corners from the Eagles have gone to the 2 Super Bowl teams. I just want to see them produce like crazy.
That'd
be hilarious.
There's no doubt in my mind Kerry Williams will have a much better season with Seattle.
Just because he's surrounded by better players.
He's surrounded by talent, and Seattle gets a lot more lenient calls. They don't call pass interference to get them nearly as much
like
as
star quarterbacks don't get offensive interference called.
Exactly. So, but this is a year where if you're going to bet against the Patriots, I think it's a good year to do it. The entire division has gotten a lot stronger.
Yeah. It's true.
Bills got better.
The
Dolphins defense got even more.
It's not just
better.
That the Patriots were stagnant or had losses, but the rest of the division, you really said, wow, they made a jump.
So if I would pick a team, and even, I mean, with that 4-game suspension, I think I'd pick the Dolphins in the division.
I'm picking, if the suspension holds, I'm picking the Dolphins to win the division.
I just...
It'd just be interesting. I think the Dolphins have, if they can just get a formula down of like, hey, let's limit Ryan Tannehill a little bit. Like, he's not the best, but he's improved.
And
like,
give the ball to who instead?
That's the only question mark that I have is if they have a tailback that steps up and really shows some sort of promise.
Is Moreno still on the team?
No,
he's not. Is no. He's on side then?
Yeah, he's a free agent.
All right. Because their starter is Lamar Miller.
He had a solid year last year when he filled in.
Like, I just don't look at him and say, you know, Le'Veon Bell, Jamal Charles, Marshawn Lynch, LeSean McCoy, and
he's not a
Lamar
top
Miller.
Right.
They just need it
to where you can say, we don't really need a phenomenal quarterback.
All I'm thinking is they just have to control the ball and, like, play.
Limit your turnovers because they're
defense
the
turnovers,
is
yeah.
strong.
You have a good special teams unit and they're going to win games. Like, I think that they can win 10 games this year. And I think that could be enough to take the division. Just because, like, the Jets, they don't scare me. I mean, Geno Smith doesn't scare me. He just does not scare me.
Buy or sell two teams from that division make the playoffs, then.
I'm selling.
Sell.
I think it's either the Patriots or the Jets. Or, sorry, the Patriots or the Dolphins that are going.
The NFC is just, or, sorry, the AFC is just too competitive.
Yeah, there's...
When you look at...
The way last
Chargers,
year,
Broncos, Chiefs, Steelers,
Ravens.
What are the, yeah, Ravens, Bengals. Like, it's hard for me to imagine that two teams from those divisions don't make it.
We discussed going to a playoff system where, like, top records make it.
Yeah.
So the division winners, right? Like, right. I mean, this is, like, a key situation where you look at that. Because
that would be
the Colts.
That
division.
Would be interesting.
Would anyone from that division make it? Maybe the Colts because they beat their division twice a year.
Right. Yeah.
Six wins. So,
I'd love to see a realignment at some point in the league. Like, the... Divisions right now don't necessarily make sense, and
geographically or really anything. I mean, there's
there's no rhyme
like
or reason
the Cowboys
to
being.
I just sort of like to see them be
East.
Like sort of shuffled around a little bit for just.
They should just
the sake of interest.
They should just take a dice.
We need to do some gerrymandering.
I mean, they do that in the way they schedule which division you play from the other side each time. So
yeah,
you
but
switch
regardless,
up the teams you play,
the
but...
six games that you play are whether or not you get into the playoffs.
But you also got to think about like the rivalries too. Like it's good to see your team playing against your rivalry twice a year. I like that. I like when seeing the Eagles play the Cowboys and the Redskins twice a year. Like I just like.
Do you think the Redskins are more of a rival for them than the Giants?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because of DeSean Jackson, or even before.
No,
that?
Like more older times than gotcha. Anything. Like that. That's Redskins might be their biggest rival.
Yeah.
I mean, as of late, it's hard to say because the Cowboys are just a better.
Used
team
to,
than
yeah, the Raiders used to be the Chiefs' biggest, but now no one like it's the Raiders.
Right.
Then the Raiders beating the Chiefs last year on Thursday Night Football actually probably did a good thing for that rivalry in a sense, like. It kind of like reigniting it a little bit like that. That was a big upset. As much as I hated watching that game, like that was a big upset,
mm-hmm.
you know, for everyone to see in prime time.
That was such a bad night.
Yeah, it was awful. But like, but I would say, yeah, I mean, the Broncos right now are the Chiefs' biggest rival because they can't beat them.
Yeah.
they're the thing stopping the Chiefs from being in the playoffs,
yeah.
essentially.
Yeah. Or winning the division. Yeah. So we're all tentatively picking the Patriots, but. Kind of, but I really think the Dolphins can.
Let's rank it then 1-4 in the division. Who's what do you got your places?
Gosh, I don't know. I would say
Patriots, Jets, Fins, Bills.
I'm going Patriots, Dolphins, Bills, Jets. I'm not buying the Jets this year. All right, well, let's stop talking about that.
Buy or sell? Michael Vick's on a team this year.
Sell. I think he's done. Which is sad. It's the end of an era.
Dude, I've always loved Michael Vick, so it's weird for me to... It's weird to think he's not
You know,
the team.
I love how we're talking about the most vicious dogs and Michael Vick in the same
episode.
Same episode.
Makes sense.
Do you think that he would have a top 5 list of most vicious dogs?
Well, yeah. But he's got it, like, by names. He's not... It's not like Pitbull. He's like, oh, yeah, John is probably one of the
John. He had one of his...
Barry.
John and Barry were his
Brownie
top two.
Brownie was crazy.
Do you think that he... This is going to sound awful.
Then say it.
Him and his friends did fantasy drafts with the dogs.
Oh, for sure.
They played fantasy dog fighting?
Yes.
Clearly.
Based on the dog. Okay, that's awful.
I love it.
I love dogs so much, and it makes me sad to think
I
about
love
it.
Fantasy sports so much, I would kill a dog over it.
Wow. That's a lot there.
Oh...
I just want to say that that's not true.
I'm gonna. That's the one thing that I'm gonna leave in the podcast. Of all the things that I've had to cut out.
Just think of the shortest episode and it's just that. Of all things. I love fantasy so much I kill a dog. And that's it.
Justin has full control over the editing, so it's not fair. I can't be like, I'm kidding. So I'll be like, you know what? F you.
I'm not kidding. I've decided.
If you could get one player, if you could get dinner with one player not from your team, current, who would you go with?
I'd have to think about that. It'd be hard. I don't know.
JJ Watt. I'm just kidding.
Rob Gronkowski. Party time.
Yeah!
I don't know. I really don't. It'd be tough. Tom Brady might be cool. Jay Cutler for you, right?
Oh, definitely Jay Cutler.
You've already done
Actually,
that.
You know what? I'm going to go with him and say Jay Cutler. Why not? Because, you know, I would go down the town with him and a bunch of pictures would be taken of us, like, doing crazy stuff.
And you already know you have stuff in common.
Yeah, we already have a lot of
smoke.
We both smoke.
Both Twitch.
We both Twitch.
Say my name. If I hadn't said not from your team, would you have just said...
Jay Cutler.
I would have said Jay Cutler regardless. Do they have to be playing currently?
Yes.
If I had to pick one, it'd either probably be Malcolm Jenkins or Connor Barwin. I think both those guys are really cool.
Connor Barwin does seem like a great guy.
He'd be a sweet dude, I feel like.
Like, not just in the fact that, like, oh, he's really charitable, but he seems, like, really dope.
Yeah, it just seems like he'd be a really friendly person. Also, be able to have a good time.
If we're talking Eagles, I'm saying Tim Tebow.
That would be really irritating, I feel like.
I feel like it'd be
His
awkward.
Voice just gets old.
I always said that because of that reason.
His voice?
If I were picking Chiefs, easily Jamal Charles.
Jamal.
Or Tamba. Man, Tamba is a great guy.
Not Justin Houston. His voice is annoying as hell, too.
Derek Johnson.
He looks weird, too.
Derek
sounds like he's, like, gurgling water or something. He's like, oh,
I like my sack, guys. That is not what he sounds like at all.
Dude, his voice
is
so weird.
He goes, I sack, guys.
He's a, Justin Houston is actually a lamb.
My sack.
Justin, what are your predictions for the game today? I'm going to sack some guys.
Four sacks for me.
Four sacks for me.
Babe.
That's him.
When he goes home.
Babe. You guys ever watch the movie Babe?
Nope.
You guys have never seen Babe?
No.
Oh, it's a classic.
No, it isn't.
It's a classic.
Let's take a vote. Is it a classic? Raise your hand.
Let the record show three people raise their hands.
It's been a great episode, guys. Anything else you want to close on?
Nope. We'd like to thank Clash of Clans.
We'd like to thank Knucklepuck at Knucklepuck IL, their new album Copacetic.
BFF's podcast for being the feminist.
They stole their name from us.
For being the feminists in our lives.
Red Bad Bag Records.
Red Bag Records.
They're not in me or Blake's life.
Custom band merch.
My custom band merch. And Uber.
It's going to be a long episode.
Most of it will get cut out. We're cutting out the entire thing of the sports
podcasters.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go get food.
We're getting food now. Bye.